You're about to take a deep dive into one of the biggest true crime cases in the universe, or at least on our part of the planet. From the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Imagine a quiet town nestled along the banks of the Mississippi River, Winona, Minnesota. It's the kind of place where neighbors greet each other by name and life moves at a comfortable pace. But beneath the surface of this serene community, a story unfolded that would grip the nation and leave a family searching for answers. Madeline Kingsbury was a 26-year-old woman with a bright future ahead of her. She worked at the Mayo Clinic, contributing to one of the most respected medical institutions in the country. Friends described her as compassionate and dedicated, a loving mother to her two young children. Her smile could light up a room, and her laughter was contagious. She had roots in Winona, a supportive family, and a circle of friends who cherished her. Her relationship with Adam Fravel began like many others, filled with hope and the promise of building a life together. Adam, the father of her children, was a familiar face around town, but kept much of his personal life private. The couple lived together, co-parenting their 5-year-old daughter and 2-year-old son. To outsiders, they seemed like any other young family navigating the challenges of parenthood. But behind closed doors, tensions were allegedly brewing. Friends close to Madeline noted that the relationship had become strained over time. There were whispers of disagreements and disputes, particularly concerning custody arrangements for the children. Some say that Madeline had expressed concerns about their future together, contemplating what separation might mean for her family. March 31st, 2023, began like any other day. The morning air was crisp with the onset of spring, and the town was slowly shaking off the remnants of winter. Madeline and Adam followed their usual routine, dropping off the kids at daycare around 8 a.m. The daycare staff remembered seeing them together. Nothing seemed out of the ordinary. After dropping off the children, they returned to their shared residence. According to Adam, they both went back home, and at some point he left the house around 10 a.m., leaving Madeline behind. He claimed she was there when he departed, and that was the last time he saw her. But as the day unfolded, unusual patterns began to emerge. Madeline failed to show up for work at the Mayo Clinic, a place where she was known for her punctuality and reliability. Calls and texts from family and friends went unanswered, an anomaly that immediately raised red flags for those who knew her best. Her sister, Megan Kingsbury, recounted the growing concern. "It wasn't like Maddie to just not respond," she said. "We talk every day, multiple times a day. When she didn't answer, I knew something was wrong." By evening, worry had escalated into fear. Madeline's family reported her missing to the Winona Police Department, setting off a chain of events that would soon involve the entire community. The initial stages of the investigation focused on retracing Madeline's last known movements. Law enforcement officers canvassed the neighborhood, spoke with friends and family, and examined her home for any signs of foul play. Her car was still parked at the residence, along with her personal belongings, including her phone, wallet, and identification. It was as if she had vanished into thin air. As days turned into weeks, the search for Madeline intensified. Hundreds of volunteers from Winona and surrounding areas joined law enforcement in combing through forests, fields, and along the riverbanks. Candlelight vigils were held, and posters with her image were plastered across town. The community rallied together, united by the hope of bringing Madeline home safely. During this time, Adam Fravel made limited public statements. He expressed concern for Madeline's well-being and cooperated with authorities to an extent. However, some found his demeanor and actions puzzling. He did not participate in the large-scale searches, which some community members found unsettling. Speculation began to circulate. Allegations surfaced that the relationship between Madeline and Adam was more troubled than previously known. Anonymous sources suggested that there had been arguments and that Madeline was considering ending the relationship. The possibility of a custody battle over their children loomed, a potential motive that could not be ignored. On June 7, 2023, a grim discovery was made. Human remains were found near Mabel, Minnesota, approximately 45 miles south of Winona. The location was rural, a place where the quiet of the countryside is rarely disturbed. Authorities worked swiftly to identify the remains and soon confirmed what many had feared. It was Madeline Kingsbury. Winona Police Chief Tom Williams held a press conference, his voice measured yet heavy with the weight of the news. "It is with great sadness that we report the remains have been positively identified as Madeline Kingsbury," he said. "Our hearts go out to her family and friends during this difficult time." The discovery shifted the investigation from a missing person case to a homicide. Attention turned sharply toward Adam Fravel. On June 9, 2023, he was arrested and charged with 2 counts of second-degree murder, one for intentional murder without premeditation, and another for unintentional murder during the commission of a felony. The arrest affidavit, released by authorities, outlined evidence that allegedly contradicted Adam's earlier statements. Surveillance footage from the area reportedly showed a vehicle matching the description of one owned by Adam traveling toward the location where Madeline's remains were found. Additionally, forensic evidence collected from their home and vehicle allegedly pointed to his involvement. Adam maintained his innocence. Through his attorney, he issued a statement. "Mr. Fravel denies any involvement in the disappearance and death of Madeline Kingsbury. He is devastated by her loss and is focused on caring for their children." As the legal proceedings began, more details emerged, painting a complex picture of their relationship. Friends of Madeline came forward, alleging that she had confided in them about issues at home. One friend, who wished to remain anonymous, shared, "She told me things were getting worse. She was scared about what might happen if she tried to leave." Despite these accounts, it's important to note that allegations are not proof of guilt. The legal system is designed to uncover the truth through evidence and testimony. Adam's defense team argued that the prosecution's case was circumstantial, lacking definitive proof that he committed the crime. The community of Winona was left grappling with a mix of emotions: sorrow for the loss of Madeline, concern for the welfare of her children, and uncertainty about the truth of what happened. The case sparked conversations about domestic violence, the challenges of co-parenting in strained relationships, and the resources available for those in similar situations. Madeline's family focused on honoring her memory and seeking justice. They established a fund to support her children and advocated for awareness around domestic issues. "We want to remember Maddie for the wonderful person she was, a loving mother, sister, and daughter," her family stated. "We hope that through this tragedy, others might find the strength to seek help in difficult circumstances." As the trial approached, both the prosecution and defense prepared their cases. Prosecutors aimed to present a narrative supported by forensic evidence, digital data, and witness testimonies. They planned to argue that Adam had both the motive and opportunity to commit the crime. The defense sought to challenge the credibility of the evidence, suggesting that alternative explanations existed for the prosecution's claims. They questioned the reliability of surveillance footage and pointed out the lack of eyewitnesses directly linking Adam to the crime scene. The media coverage intensified, with national outlets picking up the story. Legal analysts weighed in on the strengths and weaknesses of the case, while social media buzzed with theories and opinions. The court of public opinion was in full session, but within the actual courtroom, the rules of law and evidence would prevail. Throughout this time, the children remained a primary concern. With their mother gone and their father incarcerated, questions arose about their guardianship and emotional well-being. Family members stepped in to provide care, aiming to shield them from the turmoil as much as possible. In conversations around town, people spoke in hushed tones about the latest developments. Coffee shops and local diners became hubs of whispered speculation. Yet, amid the chatter, there was a pervasive sense of loss, a recognition that a young life had been cut short, leaving a void that could never be filled. As the trial date neared, the anticipation built. The community braced itself for the revelations that would come from the courtroom. Would the evidence conclusively point to Adam's guilt, or would reasonable doubt prevail? On the first day of the trial, the courtroom was filled to capacity. Reporters lined the back walls, while family members of both Madeline and Adam occupied the front rows. The atmosphere was tense, the air thick with the weight of what was to come. The prosecution began by laying out their case, methodically presenting evidence. They showcased the surveillance footage, highlighted inconsistencies in Adam's statements, and brought in forensic experts to discuss findings from the crime scene. They alleged that Adam had the motive to prevent Madeline from pursuing custody changes, and that he acted deliberately to remove her from the equation. One of the most compelling pieces of evidence was data extracted from cell phones and computers. Prosecutors presented text messages and emails that allegedly illustrated the deteriorating relationship between Madeline and Adam. In one message, Madeline expressed fear about their situation, writing to a friend, "I don't know what he's capable of anymore." The defense countered by attacking the validity of the evidence. They argued that the surveillance footage was inconclusive, that the forensic evidence could be explained by the couple's cohabitation, and that the messages were taken out of context. They emphasized that there was no direct evidence placing Adam at the scene where Madeline's remains were found. Adam himself chose not to testify, a right protected by law. His attorneys argued that the burden of proof lay with the prosecution and that they had failed to meet that standard. As the trial progressed, expert witnesses were called to testify on both sides. Forensic specialists debated the interpretation of DNA evidence. Digital analysts dissected the significance of location data from cell phones. Psychologists discussed the dynamics of domestic relationships under stress. The jury was left to sift through a complex web of information, tasked with determining the truth beyond a reasonable doubt. Outside the courthouse, supporters of Madeline held vigils, holding candles and wearing ribbons in her favorite color. Signs reading, "Justice for Maddie," dotted the landscape. Conversely, a smaller group advocated for Adam's innocence, asserting that the evidence was insufficient for a conviction. After weeks of testimony, the closing arguments were delivered. The prosecution implored the jury to consider the totality of the evidence, arguing that it painted a clear picture of guilt. The defense urged the jurors to recognize the gaps in the case, emphasizing the principle that it is better for a guilty person to go free than for an innocent one to be wrongfully convicted. The jury deliberated for days, reflecting the complexity of the case. The community waited with bated breath, the tension palpable. Finally, a verdict was reached. As of the knowledge cutoff in October 2023, the trial has not concluded and no verdict has been delivered. In the absence of a definitive legal conclusion, the story remains unfinished. The family continues to mourn, the community continues to heal, and the quest for justice persists. Madeline Kingsbury's life was a tapestry of love, ambition, and hope, a tapestry torn apart by tragedy. While the legal system works to unravel the threads of what happened, those who knew her hold on to their memories, cherishing the moments they shared. Her story has ignited conversations far beyond Winona, prompting reflections on the signs of troubled relationships and the importance of supporting those in difficult circumstances. It's a reminder that behind every headline is a human life, with all its complexities and connections. As we await the final chapters of this case, we're left to contemplate the fragility of life and the enduring impact one person can have on so many others. Madeline's legacy lives on in her children, her family, and the community that refuses to forget her.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.